22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So get ready. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about that new experimental flu pill that's about to come on the market next year for the next year's flu. Have you heard about that? Oh, that was all over the major news about, oh, they're so excited to get rid of the flu in one day. So we're going to look into that a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about clot busters. If you have clotting issues, we got herbs for that. So we're going to look at that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too, because that is the way. And mind the time, it grows short. And today's devotional, I'm in Psalms 104, one of my favorite passages. And I'm all the way down to verse 14, where God says, He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth and wine that maketh glad the heart. And oil to make the face to shine, and also the beard, which strengthens a man's heart, or bread, excuse me, bread, I'm beard, bread, well, bread and beer in the ancient world went together, I think, but you get the idea. We are encouraged to, eat healthy, use healthy oils, and don't neglect our using our medicinal herbs for good health, and God encourages us to do that, and He gets all the credit every day, all the time. Amen. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Do we have quackers, Frank? A little slow on the quack button there. Okay, we're going to talk about it. I'm giving Frank's little mind, shaking my finger. All right, hidden poisons in your mouth, first up in the quack report. This was a science paper publishing links between oral health and illness. They said if you've got a lot of bacteria, it could cause chronic diseases like heart disease. So they're saying if you've got bacteria that's in a root canal or hidden in underneath the gum line or in pockets in the gum, it says you're poisoning yourself, they say, with microbial biological toxins that compromises health. And, yeah, we've heard oral health's real important, and it is. Good oral hygiene is the way to go. Mind that. And also, I can point you to the tooth and gum restore formula, which is you swish and spit with that, and it's great for clearing out bacteria. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Big seller. We run out of that a lot. All right, next up in the quack report, I apologize for anybody that's eating right now. This is kind of a macabre-ish segment here. Black market body parts, real, body part
trade is real, they say. Recent Rutgers report, it says in the United States, brokers are caught defrauding customers selling body parts that are infected with diseases. So the American body brokers, as they're known as, supply body parts to about 45 nations all over the world. And the demand for American body parts is high because other places in the world have religious traditions that you just don't dissect somebody. So the U.S., on the other hand, we don't have a lot of regulation there. When bodies are donated, so a lot of people can't afford burials, so they're donating loved ones' bodies to science. Well, they're being sold. And the FBI actually raided some headquarters of a business called MedCure. Search warrant was sealed, but people suspect it was because of some of the related issues of shipping people's parts overseas. So some of the things that they worry about, you know, once you donate a body, you got to read the fine print, the devil's in the details of what they may do to your loved one there. The only time the government really gets involved with oversight with this kind of area is to make sure any parts that are being shipped to and fro, not infected, have no contagious diseases like HIV, MRSA, sepsis, staph, that kind of thing. So I apologize if that grossed you out, but that's a real segment. That's a business, man. That's business. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, vaccines targeting blacks for depopulation overseas. Journal Scientific Research has reported on this. HCG found in the WHO tetanus vaccine for Kenya. Yep, depopulation chemicals deliberately spiked in vaccines administered to African women in Kenya as an infertility chemical. In 1993, the World Health Organization announced birth control vaccines for family planning, and the research revealed that what they've done is they've put in the vaccine a birth control chemical that makes the female's immune system allergic to pregnancy and attacks any baby fertilized egg that's trying to implant in the uterus, and so creates a spontaneous abortion, and anybody that's trying to get pregnant, they can't. So actually, the World Health Organization researchers are working on more potent anti-fertility vaccines. So it is not a conspiracy theory. It is real. Tetanus shot, folks. And if they're using it over here, have you noticed they're giving it more to women in high school, middle school? I have. And the boys aren't getting it, but the girls are. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right. I know I only got, what, a minute before we take a break, but I'm going to set up this segment. We're going to be talking about this experimental flu drug that's coming the fall of 2018, because according to a lot of the news reports you're seeing, it's a new drug in development in clinical trials, and it's said to get rid of the flu in one day. So the drug, which hasn't really been named yet, they haven't given it an official marketing name, is the creation of the Shionogi company in Japan. And we know that this drug has been compared to the Tamiflu, but is said to work three times faster than Tamiflu. Now, the WHO is saying that it would be a revolutionary type drug that would change the way doctors treat the flu. The whole landscape of influenza will be changed. Well, we're also told this drug will be available for next year's flu season, big time. So I thought to myself, we better check this out, you know, get ahead of the curve here. And what it really is it? When we come back from this break, we're going to dive in and find out. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're going to talk about this new experimental flu pill that's going to be here next year. Better believe it. It's supposed to get rid of the flu in one day. Well, this new mystery drug is really not a serum, but it's not injected into patients. What it is, it's in pill form. So the Japan scientists claim the drug kills the influenza in about 24 hours. So this drug is in test phase and is similar. It's supposed to be similar. It works similar to the Tamiflu, but not exactly. And it's supposed to, you know, rid the patient of the influenza symptoms. So the comparison is that Tamiflu takes about 3 days if it does work, but the new drug stops the flu symptoms in one day. Now, the Shiangai company in Japan that's developing this drug, this new flu drug, they say blocks the spread of the flu virus to other cells. So how did the researchers create such a drug? Well, according to the company, they stumbled upon the blocking action while they were trying to create a drug for HIV/AIDS. So to be clear, the Shiangai company manufactures Tamiflu along with Roche Pharmaceuticals. So I have to ask, is this new drug simply maybe Tamiflu on steroids, or is it something else? Well, the drug company is seeking to fast-track FDA approval by May of 2018, and Roche Pharmaceuticals is going to have the distribution rights to the flu pill. I think that's the nickname you're going to see everywhere, the flu pill. Just give it to me. That's what patients are going to say. Well, let's look at, for just a moment, at what Tamiflu is. Tamiflu is a drug that alters influenza virus particles through a chemical conversion, and the liver is involved in that process. Tamiflu is said to block influenza strains A and B as a neuraminidase inhibitor. So in order for flu viruses to spread, they actually have to use enzymes called neuraminidase. So the liver is really an enzyme-making machine. And this action does block virus spread if the drug is taken within the first day of developing your flu symptoms. So here's what the Cochrane Review said about the study on Tamiflu involving a placebo control group. They said this in April 2014. They said, compared to a placebo, taking Tamiflu led to a reduction of symptoms by a half a day, so from 7 days to 6.3 days in adults, and the effect in children was more uncertain. They said there was no evidence of a reduction in hospitalizations
or in serious influenza complications such as pneumonia, bronchitis, sinusitis, or ear infections with regard to adults and kids. So Tamiflu, they said, increased the risk of nausea and vomiting by 4% in adults and 5% in children. And they said there was an increased risk in psychiatric events. So the Cochrane Review is really confirming some reports that came out of Japan and China where young adults on Tamiflu experienced hallucinations and some wanted to leap off of balconies to commit suicide. So there are several reports from parents that said that the Tamiflu caused depression and thoughts of suicide in their teenagers and young adults. Well, what are some of the side effects of your Tamiflu? Well, the common effects that are published on Tamiflu, in the product literature as well, they're pretty much flu-like symptoms. That's the side effect. You're going to have flu-like symptoms like nausea, diarrhea, headache, vomiting, dizziness, cough, respiratory problems, congestion. But the less common side effects of your Tamiflu are nosebleeds, insomnia, confusion, heart palpitations, allergic reactions, swelling of tongue, throat, and face, vision problems, mood changes, agitation. I like this one. They call it self-injury. That's suicidal tendencies is what that means. Also, serious skin hypersensitivity. Now, before the FDA approved Tamiflu, they actually received this list of side effects, but they approved the drug anyway, and they put a lot of little warnings on the outside of the box. So here's the list of what the drug can do. Swelling, of course, of face, tongue, and throat, we mentioned. Hypothermia, as well as sudden increase in blood glucose. Skin subcutaneous tissue disorders called toxic necrosis. Gastrointestinal disorders, including bleeding and colitis. Cardiac disorders like arrhythmia. Liver disorders, they listed hepatitis or abnormal liver function. Neurological disorders called seizures, metabolic disorders, aggravated diabetes. Drug gives you diabetes. Psychiatric disorders, and there's a long list, abnormal behavior, delirium, hallucinations, agitation, anxiety, altered consciousness, confusion, nightmares, delusions, and suicidal tendencies. All right, but here's the interesting thing I find. Physicians are instructed in the literature. They say drug literature on the Tamiflu product tells physicians that an overdose will simply cause nausea and perhaps vomiting. There's a missing link here. All right. More details, though. What Tamiflu does chemically is it creates an ethyl ester, which is involved in fatty acids. And it's thought that these influence the detoxification and also influences blood plasma, which can influence cell death. So drugs, get this, people, drugs change things metabolically. And it can influence enzyme production, biochemical pathways, your genes, and so forth. So when you have chemical pathways being altered, it is medically known as, quote, volatile action, liable to change rapidly and unpredictably, and especially for the worse, end of quote. Here is a quote from Microbial Biotechnology, March 2010. They said the physiological role of ester synthesis is still unanswered. Several hypotheses have been proposed in the past, but recent results point to additional possibilities. So they're just not sure. They're still experimenting on it with everybody. So patients, get this, aren't typically taking, you know, nothing. Most people take one or two medications per day. They're on something, which may not react well to drugs like Tamiflu. Now, for instance, patients that are taking heart medicines and then they take Tamiflu run the increased risk of experiencing cardiovascular complications or events. Patients on antidepressants or sleep aids also run similar risks. However, based on the comment from Microbial Biotechnology that involved ethyl esters, it's really suggesting that science isn't sure what could happen when the drugs they create alter this in the human body, regardless of any medicines people are on. So other medications may just magnify the risk, really. All right, and we can't forget the drug company behavior, seriously. Drug manufacturers are notorious for taking previous drugs, creating new uses for them, and then they simply market it under a new name after they get a cross-use approval. For instance, Rogaine, that hair loss, was really a cardiovascular drug to dilate blood vessels, but the drug really didn't do a good job of dilating blood vessels, but it seemed to regrow hair. So later, consumers that were using Rogaine complained of cardiovascular symptoms and found that they developed heart problems after starting Rogaine. So Tamiflu has offered minuscule results at best. So if the new influenza pill is actually Tamiflu with adjustments to enzymes or potency, what may we expect from this? Well, then there's the flip side. So let's say the Japanese company has created really a different drug. It does not have the action of Tamiflu. One key piece of information is they said the drug idea came from the drug research on HIV and AIDS drugs they were working on. So according to Science Alert, Science Alert says that the Shionguai company is really using a different mechanism that alters the approach with the new flu pill. It chemically is called Balavaxer Maraboxyl. So instead of altering enzymes, what it's going to do is block the spread of the virus, as does Tamiflu, but the new drug is leveraging different enzymes, making cells less vulnerable to virus infection. So actually, neither one of these drugs, Tamiflu or this new flu pill, attempt to destroy the flu virus, just attempts to block its spread. So what are these alterations in enzymes, though, that the new drug is going to present? What is it going to do to your natural defenses, you know, like your immune system? There is a question. You know what? Immune system actually has to have enzymes to work. Yep, your human immune system relies heavily on enzyme support, and most disease is made of protein, and protease enzymes help the immune system break down proteins in disease. So, for instance, blood clots that cause stroke and heart attacks, that's made up of a protein called fibrin. And what else is made of protein that we need enzymes to help protect us? Well, here's a brief list. Cancer cells that surround themselves with protein, bacteria and parasites that are made from protein, and viruses and fungus that are made from protein. So if you want an immune system to work, you need enzymes, and you don't need drugs that disrupt them, see, or you won't have an immune system worth squat. Yep. Yeah, we got to have enzymes for antibody protection from the immune system that it launches to protect us, and they use that made up of protease enzymes, and you need those. We'll be right back. Got more. Don't go anywhere.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about this flu pill that's going to be coming out next year. And we were just talking about how it's going to disrupt enzymes, the protease enzymes. Now, weak immune system, interestingly, weak immune systems have been known to have low protease enzymes. So guess what drugs lower protease enzymes, according to the FDA? It's HIV/AIDS medications. And, of course, this new flu pill was inspired by the research with AIDS medications. So these drugs are protease inhibitors, basically. Actually, most antiviral drugs are protease inhibitors. And according to Medscape.com, any antiviral drug used with other drugs requires close monitoring for interactions. So I guess the medical physicians that are handing out all this Tamiflu to heart patients and seizure patients and patients on antidepressants and gout medicines and antifungal drugs and antacids, contraceptives, and a slew of others, you know, they just didn't get that memo, I guess. It also is recommended not to mix your antiviral drugs with herbs like St. John's wort because it decreases the action or blocks the drug. So a lot of stuff out there you need to be wary about. So what can we take away from this? Well, what we can take away is that the old and the new antiviral influenza drugs will interfere with your natural immune system and very likely suppress or weaken it to the extent of an AIDS patient. So I personally don't use these medications. I prefer to work with the immune system, strengthen it. And what strengthens your immune system is vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and a lot of immune system is going to use enzymes and antibodies to make the antibodies, so you need the nutrients so it can build that. So medicinal herbs are actually known to provide a lot of complex, balanced nutrition that helps the immune system boost itself to do that production of antibodies with your enzymes. So you're going to find a selection of whole food organic herb formulas at Apothecary Herbs. Some are very broad spectrum, like the all-in-one tonic, and some are more targeted for areas like, you know, sinusitis, that's the Echinacea Deluxe one, or if you got the bronchitis pneumonia thing happening, and that's the pneumonia kit. Some formulas can actually be taken every day to kind of elevate the immune system slightly, like the astragalus root, whereas some herbs are meant to be taken only when you have symptoms occur, and then you want to stop using them after you recover. So that would be like your echinacea root formulas, like adult echinacea and children's echinacea, the three amigos, echinacea deluxe, all those at thepowerherbs.com. So if you're interested in learning how to use these empowering herbs for immune system support, the folks at Apothecary Herbs like to educate their customers as well. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can go online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, they just started their Valentine's special today. So 20% off orders of $50 or more. That runs through the 18th. That's Sunday. So the code is online, or if you don't have internet, just mention love, L-U-V, and the number 18 for the 20% off, okay? All right, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about the clot busters. You know, you see commercials now all the time for medications. Go see your doctor and ask for this drug and ask for that drug. I particularly noticed the commercials that are cartoons or animated things. They're not really, you know, humans, actors in them. You know, for years people have been taking Coumadin for reducing blood clots, but now there's the new one called Pradaxa. So why would a drug company want to replace a big moneymaker like Coumadin, or also known as Werfen, and replace it with something new? Well, it's because the FDA's black box warning on the Coumadin is scaring patients. And it's because patients are finding out what Coumadin really is. It's really a rat poison. And so people don't want to be put on rat poison. So they've come up with Pradaxa. But, you know, what kind of drug is this? Is it better for patients? Is it really going to help patients? Well, we're going to talk about it. Now, Coumadin, real quick, little history, went on the market in 1954. But it was first marketed in 1948 as a rodenticide, a rat poison. So this is the synthesized Coumadin, also known as Werfen, is really odorless and tasteless, and it was used to poison rodents. They would eat it and bleed internally until they died. So the drug company argues that a little bit of rat poison in small amounts thins the blood, but it doesn't kill you. It doesn't promote hemorrhaging, but the FDA warning on the box said that if you're over 65 and you have gastrointestinal bleeding, hypertension, or heart disease, you run the risk of hemorrhaging. So people are just a little leery of that. A year's worth of Coumadin, if you're on it, is about $200. The Pradaxa is about $3,000. So there's one reason why they're moving to the Pradaxa. Well, and there are 62 years after they launched Coumadin, and then they had in between a slew of other anti-clotting drugs that didn't perform well, didn't make it to the market. But now we have Pradaxa, and the hype on this drug is it's considered an upgrade to Coumadin because it limits strokes. So Pradaxa went on the market around 2010. It reached $1 billion in sales within 2 years. And according to DrugWatch.com, the German pharmaceutical manufacturer for Pradaxa paid about $640 million to settle some serious side effects of the drug. There was like 4,000 lawsuits, yet the TV commercials are still running. You know, you don't hear much about the lawsuits, right? Well, the common side effects patients are informed about with regards to Pradaxa are you're going to have maybe indigestion, a little nausea, and heartburn. But the serious side effects are heart attack, liver failure, and uncontrolled hemorrhaging and death. So patients with kidney problems can't take this drug without the drug causing some serious renal damage. And there's really no antidote for Pradaxa, and patients will bleed out and bleed to death because the drug removes the clotting ability in the blood system. Whereas the Coumadin, the rat poison, they had an antidote for that one. So you didn't bleed to death. But Pradaxa, so if you're on Pradaxa and you're unfortunately in a car accident and you're damaged and you're bleeding, they may not be able to save you based on they can't stop. The drug removed your fibrinogen protein in your blood. That's what the drug did. It interferes with the fibrinogen protein, the fibrin protein, I should say. And you don't have any clotting mechanisms left. So in 2011, patients on Pradaxa, 542 people, yeah, 542 people died on the drug in 2011. There were more deaths, but they went unreported. In 2014, they had to put adverse event labels on the drug because of the 4,000 lawsuits. The media said that, they tried to cover up the story as best they could to protect the pharmaceutical company, but they had to pay $1.2 billion for some of that. And 500 patients in all died while they were on the drug. No surprise. They didn't admit fault when they paid the damages. when it was all settled, it was $640 million damages for the drug, you know, after the lawyers got paid and everything. So, you know, we're also, you know, at high risk of blood clots if we suffer from surgery. Forget the trauma. What about surgery or just a heart attack or a vascular disorder? How about cancer, sepsis? People on birth control treatments now are finding they get blood clots a lot and dying before they need to. Now, for some reason, those that undergo surgery for the knee and the hip replacement, which, you know, you're probably in the age category where you'd be on a blood thinner, right? And you're getting this hip replaced or knee replaced, you're at a high risk of developing what they call pulmonary embolisms or blood clots in the leg or lungs. So other people at high risk are going to be people that have various other chronic diseases and even pregnant women. So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, which is, you know, clots in the deep veins, the National Cancer Institute says deep vein thrombosis is a risk factor when you take drug, hormone replacement drugs like tamoxifen and so forth. So, and of course, people that are, I guess, on some of these cancer treatments, they're getting hormone injections. Goodness. So basically, according to a report, if the incidence of deep vein thrombosis from surgery, I see they had like 350,000 to 600,000 cases and 100,000 deaths regarding deep vein thrombosis due to surgery. So do your homework before you go have surgery. Now, there is this question, do more men than women, are they at risk? Well, there are some statistical evidence out there that women are at a greater risk due to the pregnancy issue and the birth control medicines they're on. Young women in their 20s and 30s really have ended up in the morgue when they've been on birth control pills because it messes with the clotting factor. Medical science says that the benefits outweigh the slight danger. Uh-huh. Well, tell it to the moms, you know, that didn't get to be moms or wives that didn't get to be moms. These ladies, you know, died and didn't need to. So evidence shows that there are fewer blood clots in women that were taking the second generation of birth control compared to the new ones. And so women need to investigate that thoroughly before they pop any of those pills directly. Absolutely. So what about surface blood clots? Well, there's a condition known as surface clots or thrombosis. They're not deep in the veins. And these are veins close to the surface on your skin. They don't directly run to your heart or to your lung or to your brain, putting you at severe risk. Although this condition may be alarming and somewhat painful, modern medicine doesn't consider it life-threatening. Now, there is really no research that says we should dismiss that condition. It could be a precursor to deeper problems. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and I'm your registered herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about blood clots. Right before the break, we were talking about the surface vein clots. They're not deep vein thrombosis, but in most cases, it could turn into deep vein down the road. So this basically surface clots tend to indicate an overindulgence in fatty foods and alcohol. So you want to make those dietary changes and reduce or eliminate these foods from the diet, and the condition will self-correct itself. So you can actually speed recovery by using some medicinal herbs to help the cardiovascular system out, and we'll get into some of those in a minute. But basically, you have a whole lot of power to change the whole scenario, and I know Frank was saying that it's really sad that if you're taking a drug, you better choose the rat poison. It's safer than the Pradaxa. Well, we're going to get to some herbs that are even safer than that. Now, in recent years, medical science really has been readjusting its thinking. What's triggering stroke and heart attacks? They thought it was the cholesterol and the plaque that disrupted your heart rhythm. Well, according to a cardiologist at Harvard, Dr. Victor Gerwich, he says these factors don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. He says the blood clots are really influenced by the fibrinogen level that's in your blood. Now, that's what regulates clotting, is the fibrinogen. And it is a protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to clump and stick together, which really is directly influenced by your diet, by the way, well, he says you better have enough fibrinogen protein to dissolve that clumping. Now, many health experts agree that diet is the most significant influence on blood clots, and more research is being done at what makes blood clot, and the evidence is really pointing to foods more than they are to having cholesterol, more cholesterol. So, you know, you can be encouraged by this fact because dietary change is really easy to do, and within, you know, 30 days, you can make a huge change in cardiovascular health. Absolutely. So too many people really decide they need to rely on anticoagulant blood thinning drugs or an aspirin therapy, which, you know, new research has come out, scientific studies saying that aspirin therapy really doesn't prevent cardio events and keep you out of the hospital. So you know, people want to reduce their risk of blood clots. But this strategy of anticoagulants and drug therapy can put you in a very precarious position of bleeding too profusely if you're injured or you need surgery. Doctors will advise patients to avoid certain foods like natural blood thinners. So even if you're not on blood thinners, they want to know if they're going to do surgery on you, they want you to avoid foods like garlic, which are natural blood thinners, ginger root, which is a circulatory aid, as well as black mushrooms and fish that has lots of omega-3 fatty acids like salmon and sardines, because those foods are very effective as natural blood thinners. So these foods work better than the blood thinner drugs if you incorporate them regularly into your diet. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Mediterranean diet and the flavonoids the other day for the guys with prostate health. If you missed that show, that was for you guys. You need to go to the archives and listen to that, because you have a whole lot of power at protecting your prostate from illness just with foods and herbs. All right. So the key really is that you just don't want to lower cholesterol with dietary changes to prevent stroke or heart attack. The approach really takes longer to lower your risk. What you want to do is eat foods that directly influence your blood and its ability to clot. And the good news is there's lots of foods that will do that, lower cholesterol and also lower your risk of blood clots. So foods like garlic and onions specifically have been proven as a benefit as a cardiovascular system aid. So when you add like your ginger root or your hot peppers like cayenne, along with your olive oil and your fish, green tea, lots of fruits and vegetables to the diet, regular exercise, of course, you actually cut out a lot of high-fat foods, a lot of red meats and cheese. Cheese is bad. Processed foods, fast foods, frozen entrees, get rid of all that. And the excessive alcohol, and you will lower your cholesterol and reduce your blood clots. You have that power to do that, and you don't have to take rat poison or Pradaxa. Now, sometimes we get kind of too big for our britches. We fail to listen to good old-fashioned advice. Now, Egyptian writings were published on papyrus. Hail, onion as the blood tonic to use. The old-time American country doctor actually listed onion also as a blood purifier. The French will feed garlic and onions to their horses to dissolve their leg blood clots. They're notorious for that. Notorious clots in horses' legs. You maybe not knew that, but if you're a horse lover, you do. Now, Russians will age onion in their vodka to improve their circulation. And medical research is backing up what the ancients have been saying. Actually, chemist Dr. Eric Bloch at the State University of New York found that garlic has these compounds that perform this antithrombotic action that's equal or superior to even aspirin. So garlic has an extra benefit of preventing platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls of arteries and veins. Now, medical science is really not sure how garlic and onion are doing this action. They're still trying to isolate and study these compounds like adenosine and some other things in the foods. But researchers in Germany and also the Saarland University have discovered that if you're going to use these garlic, onions, 3 cloves of garlic a day helps to improve the circulation, thin the blood, cleanse the blood, and gets rid of all those unwanted elements. So 3 cloves a day is what they're saying you need. So the benefits of just 2 ounces of onions, they say, work similar to the garlic, but also they block a lot of harmful effects of fat. Garlic and onions, dudes. Garlic and onions. Remember that. Also, eating garlic with acid-type foods like tomatoes actually magnifies the medicinal power. So there you go. Just imagine what you can accomplish when you add onion, garlic, and olive oil to your salads, a tomato. Now, our ancient ancestors also used a lot of herbs to improve cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of clots. One herb in particular has the nutritional flavonoids to prevent unnatural conversion of fibrinogen to fibrin that causes clots. So what we can do today is, instead of using, you know, a lot of these toxic drugs that really put us at a lot of risk, we can tap into herbs like hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is actually being tested, gone up against coumadin, for instance, and was able to reduce clotting just as well or better without side effects. So hawthorn berry, if you're worried about clotting, is also got a lot of flavonoids to protect the heart muscle. It should have a disruption of oxygen and blood flow. So the heart muscle tissue will survive longer without damage if you're using hawthorn berries because of the flavonoids in it. Also, a lot of other benefits from these medicinal herbs is it offers a lot of elasticity to your arteries and veins that helps prevent narrowing and arterial sclerosis. So according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, your hawthorn berry improves the force of your heartbeat to improve blood pressure. A lot of cultures around the world simply work in hawthornberry into their diet to prevent hypertension, prevent angina, arrhythmias, blood clots, heart failure, and other chronic cardiovascular problems. So if you're buying hawthornberry in a supplement form, really important to get a whole food product and not one with fillers or isolated components. So if you're buying, let's say, it in liquid form, like in a tincture extract, make sure it's naturally aged, cold pressed, no heat involved, so it preserves the alkaloid strength and all your nutrition in there. Most people experience benefits when they first start the heart herbs in just a few weeks. So doses depend on severity of condition, so not advised to mix herbs with your prescription meds unless you're being assisted by a professional who knows what they're doing. So you definitely want to check with your licensed medical physician before you use products. Of course, a lot of these doctors don't know anything about herbs, so there you go. So if you get regular exercise, it's going to help strengthen the cardio system. And, you know, you tap into these herbs that really are supportive of cardio system. Now, one thing I noticed is people don't know what a heart-friendly salt is. They all know that salt's bad for you. That's what they've learned. So, but a sun-dried salt has 84 microminerals that support cardio function, electrolytes, the electricity to the heart muscle for beating. So if you have your fluttering, I like to use motherwort herb for that and angina pain. So lots of great cardio support nutritional products at thepowerherbs.com. So you can go over there and check them out or ask for a free catalog if you don't do the internet. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, but you can call them toll-free at 866-229-3663 and ask for their free product catalog. Of course, those of you that are tech-savvy, you can download the catalog right off their web page. But just to give you an idea, they do have the ginger root in liquid form. They have blood cleansers. They have anti-inflammatory formulas. Of course, they have the sun-dried salt that's cardio-friendly. And the other thing about salt is it's water counter-regulatory in your system. So fluids need salt in order to have the proper balance and also keeps cell walls really nice and strong so they don't bleed. So if you tend to have varicose veins, it's just that you probably not using the right salt to strengthen the cell wall. And people go, well, I don't think salt will do that. Well, then why do dermatologists inject you with a saline solution if you have varicose veins to make them temporarily go away? You need salt because without salt, your cells explode. And that's why you get saline drips at the hospital. Salt's important. Electrolytes are important. But the right kind is even better. You know, minerals are important. Enzyme function needs minerals and vitamins and nutrients. Strong immune system needs that. So it's not rocket science, really. It's simple nutritional elements, common sense, and you're just going to simply know because you feel better. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, and be empowered. Sign up for the newsletters. They're also free up there on the website, but they're only delivered by email. So check them out as soon as you can at thepowerherbs.com. I know I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Oh,